good.
Failing
and real fit. And they'd split laughs like this, thin, you know, nail up to nail them on. There wasn't none lumber here.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't no mills here. I guess company put in about the first one that I knew anything about here.
Uh-huh. You say a man could fence this whole yard. You mean a good man with an axe and a wedge.
Well, and we had a thing in froze.
We call that thing a froze.
See, it had a long handle like in this and it had a blade out here. The handle stick up here. And he'd take, you know, had a maul, maul or something. What he hit that wind on his hammer. And bust in palings. Just put his hand in there.
And he had a piece of thing, say they're making these palings 5 feet long. He had a thing, a fork like a tree on it. See, he slipped in there. And he'd take his hand, he'd bear down this end, and that end, he'd turn it over, split them just straight as he could be. Thin, you know, just even like lumber. Thinner than lumber.
Oh, what'd you say he used to pound on this fro?
Just a thing he made out of a limb, like one limb, you know, and trimmed it off for a hand hold, and then use the other, it'd be heavy, you know, hit it.
They would call them mallets.
Mallets, what they call them.
They wouldn't last long, you know, just made out of
Yeah.
Big down,
and they wouldn't last long hitting that fro, you know, with the
fro
with gnar like this, you know, and it'd soon wear it out.
It didn't last long.
But one of them would make enough paling to pale this whole yard as big as it is. And they can make them quick, too.
It's interesting to see a skilled workman use some of those tools, isn't it? I think it's.
You don't see any more of it, I don't
know. No, you don't. It's
see, I've got a fro up at Cleveland. I've got an old fro up at Cleveland. We used to use.
Huh.
Well, you wouldn't be any timber nowadays that could make them out of
course. No, that's too much knots in them and crooked, you know.
Yeah.
That timber was just straight as string, you know. You could just take a cut 8 foot long and just put a wedge in one end and bust it wide open.
Hmm.
Old timber, and it's been here for years, and it's good timber. Pretty timber, too. Them old trees, we don't have them trees now like they used to be.
That's right. We sure see it in our new houses, too. Old crooked boards, and warped and knotty.
You covered up nowadays, you can't see it, though. You can't see what your house is made out of.
Well, you can't see it then, but in a year, you can see it when it starts to go every
you
which way.
You take a little old tree like that pine there and make that boards out of that to side up your house, and the hot sun will crook them off, you know, pretty soon. They won't make good siding.
No, it sure won't.
It'll work, twist around.
What do you call siding that you make from that, the kind that goes horizontal like this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they call it lath siding or something like that. It laps over this way,
uh-huh.
You know.
What do you call that when you were younger?
Huh?
Is that what it's always been called?
I don't know. When I was young, they didn't have anything
like
that.
Weatherboarding, didn't it?
Huh?
Weatherboarding,
yeah. They used to, when I was young, you know, they just saw that tree in the boxing number, you know, one each stuff, about 10, 8, longer. And then they just put down a seal here and one up yonder, and lay it up flat, on the cross, and then strip it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of houses we first made after the logs went out.
Uh-huh. Made you wish for the log house, didn't it?
Yeah. The log house was the warmest house and the coolest, too, in the summertime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put them logs down on a layer of mud about an inch thick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cut down on that. And they didn't make many winters in them houses, you know. They just adored fireplaces. Strong houses. Awful good houses. And you never heard of one of them blowing away.
No.
Top of it
would
blow. The bottom of it, I never.
What'd you call the top place up in there in a log house, if you had some storage or something?
I just don't know. We didn't have no storage stuff there at our end, nothing. We just had it. We called it outside in here, the gable up, you know. I don't know what they'd call that.